control. I get high when I'm feeling my flow. My mind is focused and I'm ready to go. Ready to go. Nah, I like losing control. I get high when I'm feeling my flow. My mind is focused and I'm ready to go. Ready to go. Nah, nah. Hi guys! I'm back! Dark Side Adventure is starting again.
Yay.
For like, what, the 15th time? You know, life happens.
Life got crazy. There was a pandemic. This was started during the pandemic. So even then, there was pandemic. Everyone had a lot more time during the pandemic.
This is true. This is very true. This is Coco.
And I am Lucy.
Yay! Definitely a new voice. Edwin is currently, his life has not calmed down yet. In order to keep going with DSA, I have decided to bring on Lucy, one of my best friends, to help me co-host.
And I am so excited, and we are going to have a lot of wonderful conversations and hopefully help get you guys some healthy resources and education about kink and BDSM and leather and poly and all those fun sexy time things.
Yes. So I am sure that Edwin will join us when he's able to for various podcasts and episodes, but my life has calmed down enough that I can get started again. So,
and her best friend just happens to be a solo poly that lives by herself and has nothing to do except Tuesdays and Thursdays.
D&D and date night. Woohoo.
Exactly.
Well, I mean, I guess it could be D&D and D&D. Dungeons and Dragons and dates and dicks.
Yeah. I was thinking that same thing. I was like, there are three D's in that sentence.
We just wanted to hop onto this recording and kind of give you an update on my life and introduce you to Lucy, tell you a bit about her and about what we are planning on bringing in this season. Do you want to start first, Lucy?
Sure, I can start. So I am Lucy. I am a 33-year-old cis female. I am pansexual. I consider myself under the F-type umbrella.
It sounded like you said F as in female.
F as in submissive, the right side of the slash. I consider myself a submissive masochist with little enslaved tendencies. And I have a partner at the moment that I do consider my dominant. He and I are in the kind of vetting stages of things. We haven't made everything official yet, but we're in that process of trying things out for a year, making sure that this is what we are both looking for. That being said, we've been together for officially about a year now. Before that, we knew each other. He was a very good mentor even when we weren't together, and a very good friend even when we weren't together. Very lucky to have him in my life. I have two cats who I love to death. Their names are Phoebe and Fiona. And I don't know, what else is there to say?
And she has a matching tattoo with me.
Oh, yeah. And we have matching tattoos because sisters.
You introducing yourself makes me want to reintroduce myself. So I'm going to do it because I feel like there's going to be some people who are new to joining us.
Mm-hmm.
My name is Coco. I am 28 years old. I definitely fall on the S side of the slash, the right side. I identify as slave. I have some more middle tendencies. I definitely enjoy service.
She definitely middles to me when I am in my little stages after like scenes, or she's one of the few people that can actually calm me down and deal with me when I'm overly tired. Yeah. Because I get overly little and cranky. And she is literally one of the few people that can be like, okay, Lucy, we're going to go to bed, and can get me there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I've been told I have the patience of a saint and then some. I am Demi, and I have actually been recently exploring the possibility of being ace leaning. Surprise, Lucy. I don't think you and I have talked about that recently.
No, not yet. But honestly, it doesn't necessarily surprise me. And I love you and support you. And you know that.
I am currently exploring poly as well. I have one partner who is my girlfriend. It's a great match. I identify as slave and she identifies as submissive. There's a struggle there sometimes. It's been a nice change of pace. So that's my intro. What's been going on in my life? I have changed careers a handful of times. I did move. I am no longer in Michigan. For those of you who have been listening for a while, I obviously did break up with my master. We did split ways amicably, healthier for us both. So a bit heartbroken over that, but not because I do love him. But it, like I said, it was healthier for both of us. I've joined the community here in my new location. I have started helping teaching for a new kink class out here. It's called Pre-Kink Academy or Pre-K. We thought it was adorable. It's the pre-101 class. Let's see what else. I've dyed my hair probably about 80 million times. It's currently bright red.
We have both been to a couple of other festivals together.
Yes. Yes.
And have learned a lot that we are both very excited to share with you.
Yes.
Oh, here's another little tidbit about me. I am actually a part of the leather community. I am a boot black. It's something I very much so enjoy doing. It makes me feel very happy to do that service. Plus, it's so relaxing to just put on a TV show and just sit there and black my boots. And so I'm hoping to get a little bit more into the community, the leather community here. My dominant has been a part of the leather community here in our area for over 20 years. And it's been a very interesting experience. So fun little tidbit about me.
Mm-hmm. I know the community out here is very leather focused, which is something very different for me. There's still a few struggles for me in accepting it, but it's been very interesting to learn about the leather community because I am not currently leather and do not foresee myself being leather. I'm not going to say never because I also said I was never going to be poly. And here I am exploring that. It's been very interesting. My partner, my girlfriend, is in the leather community. She has her vest and it's very interesting. My first we'll get into this in another episode too, but my first introduction to leather was from a French person, and it was not a great introduction. And so I have very hesitantly stayed away from it. So it is very interesting to see how it's meant to be and how it's not how it was portrayed to me.
And that's something that I think is really important is that, you know, I'll always obviously keep within your boundaries and keep within your limits and within your triggers, but one experience may very well differ from what's actually out there. So don't be afraid to take those, because I definitely also learned a lot about leather now being involved in the community and things like that, because there's an overall, and I mean, this can all be an episode that we will do, I'm sure, but a lot of the stereotypes that go around about leather are just very, very untrue.
Yes, yes, definitely.
Within the leather community, I am still very new, so I do not have my vest yet. I do have my boots, however.
But brief, in the leather community, you earn your leather. So you earn your boots, you earn your vest, you earn every piece of leather you own. You earn it.
We'll have to do a whole leather episode or two.
I think that's a great segue into what is going to be happening this season. We want to focus this season on a lot of education, obviously, for you guys, but for us as well, as I have preached for a very long time in a lot of different episodes. When we stop learning, we become stagnant, and that leads to an awful life. Lucy and I are dedicated to learning right along with you guys, whether that be Lucy teaching me something and you guys something, or me teaching Lucy and you guys something, or both of us learning something new. That is what we are dedicated to this season. Some of the topics we've kind of discussed are the difference between leather conventions and cons. As Lucy was saying, I've been to a couple different leather conventions, but I haven't ever been to a con. And I know Lucy's been to at least one.
I have not been to FrolicCon.
Oh, you went to Dragon Con.
Yeah, I went to Dragon Con. But I mean, a lot of the people that go to Dragon Con also go to FrolicCon.
Yes.
So a lot of the same things kind of happen.
Yeah.
So I mean, there's still definitely some discussion to be had there about things.
Absolutely. I also want Lucy to talk more on metas. Metas are your partner's partners. And as me being new to poly, there's a lot to be learned there. On that note, we also want to do an intro to poly. Lucy has been in the poly community for a handful of years now. And as I'm branching out into it, just kind of like an intro to poly from somebody who's more experienced and somebody who is just branching out into it. We kind of want to talk about that. We're going to go over the ABCs of kink again. I know we've kind of done it in a previous episode, but also the audio quality was horrible. I'll admit it.
There's nothing wrong with a refresher course.
Exactly.
Even every once in a while, I have to go over my ABCs of kink.
Mm-hmm.
Or I meet a new partner that I want to try something new with and start to decide to rush into.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to take that step back.
Yeah. We want to talk about NRE, which is new relationship energy, and how that can kind of be blinding to some of the red flags that you might see or some manipulations that might come through. We want to talk about...
I think we were going to talk about maybe you're new to kink and you found our podcast because you were trying to search for something, but you haven't really necessarily approached your partner about it.
Yes.
Good ways to be able to approach your partner about mm-hmm. kink, ways that are healthy for the two of you to explore it together if that's something you both want to do. Things like that that can be, I don't want to call it BDSM light, but kind of a BDSM light kind of a thing where
it's walking into the wading pool rather than jumping into the deep end without a life vest
exactly.
on, which is a very okay place to start because kink is never going to go away.
Yeah,
you've got plenty of time to explore. We also kind of want to, on that note, when you're new to kink, we want to talk about how to kind of approach your family or a very trusted one so you have a safety net if something were to go wrong when you don't have a community to fall back on.
Mm-hmm.
I definitely want Lucy to teach us about boot blacking.
Yeah.
That is something I'm intrigued in. There's some other services.
Cigar service.
Yeah, cigar service, tea service, drink service, those kind of services.
How submissives could be included and things like that as well.
We also want to do just an intro into like tops and bottoms and switches and what that means. And oh, the one I'm super excited for is vanilla sex ed.
Mm-hmm.
We want to talk about like the physiology and the anatomy of the human body and how the vanilla sex can be healthy.
Yeah. Cuddles and vanilla sex are just as important as getting beaten on the weekends.
Well, and it's very surprising to me. And maybe it... We'll get into this later, but I think part of it's my asexual coming out, trying to figure out why people like sex.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of people that don't know there's different holes down in female genitalia.
Mm-hmm.
They don't know how their body works. They don't.
Yeah.
And so I want everybody to be educated in that because all bodies are important.
Like, honestly, sex ed 101. How to use the condom correctly. How to... what a dental dam is and how to use one, because I didn't know what they were until even like 2 or 3 years ago. I didn't have any idea what they were, and I was dating girls since high school. Not saying that any of the girls I dated were not honest with me about anything that was going on, but still, you never know. Like, I got lucky.
Yeah,
a lot.
Well, one fact I found out the other day is that it's changing a little bit now, but most doctors and most providers, when you go in and ask for an STI panel, they will only run the major three.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you want more than that, because there are more STIs than that, it's something you have to request.
I try and get checked every 3 to 6 months, but I do a full panel every year at my physical. A lot of people don't even think to do it even once a year.
Yes. That's definitely something I want to talk about.
And resources where you can get free testing, like Planned Parenthood. You can go and do that at, and there's not the judgment. And yes, I think that's a good idea. We hadn't fully talked about that, I don't think, but I think that's a really good idea.
We want to talk more about leather, just kind of like we were talking about earlier. We want to talk about some of the leather misconceptions, especially, like I said, my first introduction to leather was terrible. And I came away with a lot of misconception and honestly, a lot of triggers to leather. And so I kind of want to demystify that for both myself and others. And I just want to have a round table with, like I said, a lot of the people out here are leather. And so I kind of want to have a round table with discussion about leather and how it differs from region to region. Because I know some leather people from California, mm-hmm. from Texas, from Utah, from Michigan, a handful of places that I think would be fantastic to kind of bring on and see the differences.
Because it really is interesting how different it is regionally. Because a lot of the time at the conventions, people come in from around mm-hmm. the areas. And so you're going to meet people that are in the different parts of the community. And it's just
fantastic. Definitely. That's something I've really enjoyed about a couple of the fests that we've been to and mm-hmm. conventions we've been to, is seeing the different people from the different locations and how it's different. But those are some of the things we want to talk about this season. Anything to add to that, Lucy? I know I kind of took over. You guys know I get very excited.
You do get very excited. No, not really that I can think of.
I don't remember how we end this.
All right, everyone. Thank you for joining us on our newly inducted episode of DSA, Dark Side Adventures. I am so happy to be here as your new host. Edwin, you are always welcome back. You are missed.
Very much.
On the 21st is going to be our next episode. Watch our social media or on Instagram. Email us with any suggestions for the show, any comments, questions, concerns. Our dark side adventures at gmail.com. Hit that outro music. Watch this. Left, left. Marty Mark. Watch the way I start up.